From the Land Grant University in Urbana-Champaign, Illinois, this is the Closing Market Report. It is the 13th day of February, 2017. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason. Coming up in this half hour, we'll talk about the commodity markets with Kurt Kimmel. He's at Bates Commodities out of Normal, Illinois. We'll discuss the price of soybeans going through the 2017-18 marketing year. That's the crop you're just about to put in the ground with Todd Hubbs. He's an agricultural economist here on the Urbana-Champaign campus of the U of I. And then we'll take up not only the cash grain market with the folks at the Andersons, but also the weather forecast too with Mark Russo. He's at Risk Pulse in Chicago, Illinois. And I'll remind you that we'll be on the road tomorrow and Wednesday and Thursday of this week, and that in 1 month, actually a little less than that, is the All Day Ag Outlook over at the Beef House in Covington, Indiana. You should get your tickets now. The cost is just $30. You can do that online at willag.org or by dialing this number, 800-898-1065.
Todd Gleason's services are made available to WILL by University of Illinois Extension.
This is the Closing Market Report. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason. It is the 13th day of February. We're now joined by Kurt Kimmel. He's at Bates Commodities out of Normal, Illinois. Good afternoon to you, Kurt. Thanks so much for being with us for the day.
Well, good afternoon, Todd. Glad to be here.
It is sunshine and kind of pretty outside, and skies are going to get better, and I suspect farmers are beginning to tinker around in the machine sheds. And well, if that was any indication, things didn't do a lot except chop around, I think, in Chicago.
Yeah, we've seen some activity in Texas. There's quite a bit of corn being planted in the southern half of Texas. Actually, there's been some anhydrous put on here in southwestern Illinois. So, yeah, especially next week with some 60-degree weather, we'll see quite a bit of interest in hurry up and getting things ready to go, if not already. But market kind of chopped. Beans found early support from higher Chinese meal values and a little enthusiasm there, and that kind of supported beans early in the session. Then as the day went on, we started to see unwinding the spreads. They started to sell their long bean position, buy back some corn, and particularly buy wheat. Funds continued to kind of cover some short positions in the wheat. This morning's export inspections report continues to be positive. We're shipping out what we sold. This morning's report showed we shipped out over 42 million bushels of beans. For the marketing year thus far, we're at 1.5 billion bushels compared to 1.3 billion bushels last year. And on the corn shipments, we shipped out 49 million bushels. Corn shipments are 916 million bushels versus 516 million bushels last year. That bean number's expected to slow here as we start moving forward here, probably getting mid-March, as the focus will be on the southern hemisphere. Then corn shipments should remain strong here once we get into March from on out, as they shift their focus on shipping corn out of the U.S. versus beans, Todd.
Any reason to think that total shipments for the year will come in below or above USDA's numbers, I think 2.05 billion?
I think overall we're going to remain strong. We got a good commitment online. The expectations are that we could probably see exports be bumped up somewhat, barring no trade disaster or anything around the world, per se. But our world grain demand strong. You look at some of these countries in general. We've got China particularly. They're still growing. They're still going to need grain. Even these other Asian countries are still going to need grain. So I think the overall world demand for grain is going to remain somewhat strong here. And we're going to meet those goals that we've got on the supply-demand balance sheet as of now.
So those numbers are pretty close, actually, for corn and soybeans. The exports for corn at, what, 2.225 or something like that at this point. Soybeans at 2.05. So both of those in range. Exports for corn are, of course, picking up at this time. And as you discussed earlier, soybeans should be beginning to lag behind. On Commodity Week, all three of you were fairly positive but cautious in your thought process when we got to the end of that. Why do you think that was the case?
Well, it's one of those situations. We've had a fairly good move here in the grain complex since last fall. And as we move into February, February's kind of a key month, and it's more popular for us producers watch it because it average of February prices kind of sets the rate or the guarantee here for the corn and beans. And we don't want those markets to go down over the next 2 weeks here, but average bean price is about $10.20 and average corn price is $3.95.5 before today's trade action. So it's going to be kind of important to keep the market firm here. But as we move into February, though, once we get past February, if we see the weather cooperate, particularly we start warming up in 60 degrees and stay warm and dry. The concern is if we see the producer get in the field early, that's inductive of good yields most of the time if it doesn't just, you know, turn off dry and stay dry. And so the concern is we got to use strength in through here to get up to where you want to be. And if we have good weather and are at trend line or above trend line yields, no matter what the acreage mix is, we'll be in a position to have ample supplies even going into this next crop year. So it's a situation where you got to kind of use the up moves in here and develop a marketing plan to take advantage of this up move because we're a lot better off compared to where we were a year ago.
Speaking of a few weeks away, we are only a few weeks away from the All Day Ag Outlook, and you'll be there kind of looking forward to having you and Pete Manhart and, oh, another 10 of your commodity broker analyst friends along with us over there. We'll also take up farm policy. Should be a great day, and I expect you'll have something fun for us to listen to by the time we get to it.
Always look forward to that meeting. It's a great opportunity to pick up some great ideas. A lot of good talent on the panels. Always enjoy listening to what everybody else has to say. And above all, meeting a lot of listeners that tune in regularly to listen to you, Todd.
Yeah, indeed. Okay, one other thing. Anything on livestock or wheat before we go?
Well, we're on wheat. Commodity funds continue to cover shorts. Last week's supply-demand report was, I think, kind of important to set the trend. We're starting to see ending stock shrink, not only here in the U.S., but worldwide. If you listen to your Friday analyst, he's quite optimistic that wheat could maybe lead here. So be interested to see what Mike says here at the end of the week on the wheat commentary. Also, too, on the livestock sector, seeing some correction in through here. The big thing in the pork complex is the belly stocks. We're seeing a lot of frenzy in belly movement here as the craving for bacon here in the U.S. and worldwide could support hogs for some time to come, Todd.
Hey, thanks so much. We'll look forward to talking with you again in a week.
Very good. Take care.
Mm-hmm. Kurt Kimmel is with Bates Commodities. You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media's Public Radio for the Farming World. Hey, have you picked up your tickets yet for the All-Day Ag Outlook? If not, do it right now. The event is less than a month away. We'll be at the Beef House in Covington, Indiana on the 7th of March. Our panelists will include that day Matt Bennett, Aaron Curtis, Brian Stark, Chuck Shelby, Ellen Dearden, Bill Gentry, Pete Manhart, Bill Mayer, Kurt Kimmel, Wayne Nelson, Mike Zuzulo, Dan Zwicker, Jonathan Kappas, Gary Schnitke, Nick Paulson, and Todd Hubbs. You won't find a better lineup, and it's only $30. That includes your Beef House lunch, rolls, and coffee in the morning, too. We'll kick off at 8 a.m. Central and run through about 2:30 in the afternoon. A quick day. You'll want to make sure you're there. Buy your tickets now at 800-898-1065. Better yet, just go online and fill everything out at willag.org, WILLAG. dot org. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason. We're now joined by Todd Hubbs, agricultural economist here on the Urbana-Champaign campus of the U of I. Todd, you've written an article for the Farm Doc Daily website looking at the coming growing season and prospects for the soybeans, price and supply both. Do you start with USDA's 420 million bushel ending stocks from this year, and do you do any different calculations on it?
I started at 420, and I've stayed there. I did not feel like the USDA was being unreasonable by not moving the export numbers from 2.05 billion bushels. We've seen strong exports, and I say in the piece, we could see that number come down. It'd be nice if that ending stocks number would come down. But I believe there's a good reason to have caution right now based on what we're seeing going on in Brazil. And if that number come down, if we see the exports exceed 2.05 billion bushels, we'll see a smaller ending stocks number for the 16-17 marketing year, which would be nice for prices. And I think that's one of the big keys about what's going to happen to prices as we move forward. But right now, I'm sticking with that 420.
So you're using 420 million bushels as your ending stocks by the time we get to this fall. What kind of acreage number are you using for soybeans?
There's been a couple of years in the last five where there's been a big there's been talk about a jump in soybean acreage, and it really never materialized. When I'm looking at the planting prospects for this year, I put it at 4 million more acres of soybeans, which puts it at 87.4. I think that's a reasonable number. We've only ever seen in the last, 20 years, there's only been three times where soybean plantings have gone above 4 million from the previous year. And those are sort of special cases. And this year may be a special case. You're right, that range of discussion, I've heard above 89 million acres, ranging to just 85. But everybody's saying there's going to be an increase in acreage. And there's a lot of reasons for that. The lower cost of production of soybeans relative to corn. The soybean to corn price ratio is really strong, favoring soybeans right now. And we saw winter wheat seedings down significantly. And there's been discussion of spring wheat seedings being down significantly. So this idea that there'll be more soybean acres is a pretty good idea. I think that's true. To say that there's going to be 7 to 8 million more acres of soybeans is a strong assumption, in my opinion. I feel like 4 million acres is reasonable. I wouldn't be surprised with 5, but if it's above 89, I will be surprised. I really will. So I'm coming in at 87.4 million for planted acreage. And normally in soybeans, there's not a lot of abandoned acres unless there's a drought year. If there's a drought year, then all this is moot anyway. So I'm saying about 700,000 acres abandoned. That's about what we've seen on average on normal years. And that would put us at 83.7 million harvested acres. And I think those are reasonable assumptions, and that's what I'm working off of right now.
What kind of production do you end up with then?
It's a big number. It's really hard.
I can only imagine.
It's really hard to figure out the yields right now. We've had three consecutive yields above trend. And I'm not sure we're in a new production paradigm in soybeans. It's really hard to say yet. Will we revert back to trend? Could we see 46, 47 bushels an acre? I'm putting it at 48 bushels an acre. I try to be reasonable in these estimations. On a normal weather year, I think we could see 48 bushels per acre, or in that range, pretty easily. So I'm sitting at 48 bushels an acre, which puts the 2017 soybean crop at 4.16 billion bushels. But when you figure even 4 million more acres at 48 bushels an acre, it's a big production number. And that's hanging over this 2017 crop. You never know what's going to happen with yields. I think there's a big weather market in South America right now. I think a lot of people are thinking about weather down there, but we've had great soybean crops for the last 3 years. and I'm not a big believer in the gambler's fallacy. I don't believe we're due for a bad one, so I'm not going to assume we're going to have a bad one. And so, you know, if you figure 4.2 billion bushels produced with a 420 million bushel carryout, and we think 25 million bushels of imports, which is about what we see, we're looking at 4.6 billion bushels of supply in 2017-18. You know, for us not to raise ending stocks in 2017-18, that'd mean we'd have to consume about 4.2 billion bushels of soybeans, which for me, under the current soybean consumption projections I've made on crush and exports, that doesn't seem likely. So when I'm looking forward to 2017-18, there's three things I'm seeing: increased acreage, increased ending stocks, lower prices. Now, just how much lower is the question. And we're still got the whole growing season ahead of us, so this is all very high-level speculation. But I'm putting the price in the 890 to 910 range, the average farm price for 2017-18, based on those numbers. Having said that, I think there's two big things that can mitigate that price decline. If we see the 2016-17 ending stocks drive down because export demand is stronger than I'm currently assuming, or if we have a bad crop year. And that's it. I don't see any other way out of this scenario, and I think it's the most likely scenario. So that's where I'm bringing it in at.
That's Todd Hubbs. He's an agricultural economist here on the Urbana-Champaign campus of the University of Illinois. You can always read more from him most Mondays on the Farm Doc Daily website. Look for the Weekly Outlook. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason.